Good afternoon, Carol. This is Dee Johnson calling from the Pioneer History Committee. And we would like to know a little bit about accreditation. And why was accreditation important to the college?
Accreditation was extremely important for two major reasons. The first, of course, was that a number of the federal grants and funds that we were looking for required us to be accredited regionally. And it was still a little bit difficult at that time for the accrediting agency, the National Accrediting Agency, which at that time was called the North Central Association, to deal with the new technical institutes, because at that time we were not a community college, we were a technical institute. But so we didn't really have college credit, which was the other reason for accreditation. Once you are accredited, then other colleges will accept your credit, and we knew that would be in the future. So those were the two reasons.
And what did the college do to achieve accreditation from the North Central Association?
The process was actually quite a long process, and it required you to work with someone who was a consultant evaluator, a person that was, and our particular consultant was president of a community or a two-year college, much like us, in Michigan. And so we worked with him, and he outlined for us the things that we had to do. In those days, it was more like a checklist, and the process was built on a self-study where there were some criteria, and then you prepared a report based on those criteria. A team then from the association came and spent 3 days with you reviewing whether or not the college, as you described it, or the way you described you were meeting the criteria, actually existed, and then they would reach a judgment about it. The first part of that process, though, was simply a probationary one where you were then put on what was called candidacy. And that was a much lower requirement than being accredited. And so we had a number of people that were at the college that worked on parts of this study, prepared a report, the committee came, and we were granted candidacy. And this then qualified us for many of the federal grants. So that was the first step. We then had a follow-up visit 2 years later, and there we had to meet the full criteria. So again, we went through the process of working along the lines of the criteria, describing what we're doing, writing the report, and we went through the process again. And the team came, and after a much more thorough review, made us fully accredited. This immediately opened a lot of doors, because at that point we had become a college that was starting to give college credit for some of the related work that we did, and later, of course, we added a whole number of arts and science courses. So all of those courses, then, if students took them here, they could be accepted or considered for acceptance by the state universities and all of the other colleges in Iowa. So that was just a very big step for us.
Do you happen to remember the year that we were accredited? We were first accredited.
We were first accredited, I believe, about 1971 or 72. And the initial accreditation was for a five-year period, and then we subsequently were, the next time around, we were accredited then for the 10 years, which was the maximum that we could receive. In that process, though, when we were accredited first, the team felt that there were some areas where we were not adequate, and so they gave us what was called a focus visit, where they came back in, I think, 3 years, and we went through a review just of some of the things that they didn't think we were up to. And we passed all that and did well. You've got to remember that the college was changing so rapidly each year that writing a study about how the college was always out of date immediately after you wrote it, because we were so dynamic and we were adding anywhere from 5 to 10 programs and vocational programs a year. It was quite a challenge to do a report that was accurate and contemporary, because it just never was, because of the dynamic institution we were working with.
Well, thank you very much for your time today, and maybe we'll be calling you in the future with some other questions about the early college days.
Thank you very much, Dee.